7:32 here on K-Man's Morning News. Chris Swick alongside Brandon Pimples, who has a special guest with him this morning.
Yeah, joining us here on air this morning, Lori Harrison, Riley County Emergency Management Coordinator, talking with us here as we get into Severe Weather Preparedness Week. Good morning, Lori. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad. We had freezing rain yesterday, and here we are talking about the potential for severe weather season already. It's hard to believe.
Welcome to Kansas.
Yeah, exactly right. So this is obviously the week that they do this annually here, the National Weather Service and Riley County Emergency Management and other emergency management organizations across the state, really to get the word out and remind folks, you know, that we do live in a state that is prone to this kind of weather each year.
That's right. We take this week to remind people to have a plan, make a kit, and stay informed. So the plan should have, you know, what you're going to do, whether you're at home, you're at work, at school, in the car. You know, what's going to be your plan of action in case of severe weather and you need to know where to take shelter. Now is the time to do that rather than when we're in a watch or a warning. And then we talk about making a kit, and that is just things that your family may need for a couple of days to survive. If we need to, you know, if you need to evacuate, what are some of your supplies, whether it's water, non-perishable food items, clothing, personal documents, you know, the whole range of things that you may need. And then staying informed, you know, how do you get the information? That's really important. And to have multiple ways in case one doesn't work. So we have an Everbridge emergency notification for the north, several counties in the northeast region have that system. So even if you're in another county, you can sign up for that. It is free. You can go to the RileyCountyKS.gov website and sign up for that.
Yeah,
and then remember that we have the outdoor warning sirens as well, and those are outdoor use only. Weather radios are always a good option to receive information.
And those I know that the outdoor warning sirens, you guys test those monthly, and forgive me, I don't remember the exact date you do. I know it's at the first week of the month, but generally those are tested each month. How do you guys how do you test them? Do you test one at a time or all at once? How's that work?
We can section them off, and we do that the first Monday of the month, which would be today, but we're not going to do that today. We're going to wait. Wednesday is the statewide tornado drill, and so we plan to participate in that drill Wednesday at 10 with the activation of the outdoor warning siren.
Gotcha. All right. Lori Harrison joining us here on K-Man. She's the Riley County Emergency Management Coordinator. It is Severe Weather Preparedness Week. You mentioned having a plan, and we saw just in the last couple of years a community in our area experienced a devastating tornado, Westmoreland, in April of 2024. Any lessons learned from what they experienced? I know that Riley County was involved in kind of helping assist over there. It was in Pottawatomie County, but any lessons we learned from that incident that you can kind of share?
I think we just drive home that having a plan, knowing what to do in case of, and staying informed. You know, I think those folks had a good response because of the information that was being put out by the National Weather Service, by other first responder agencies. The you know, just having those multiple ways of being informed. And then also, this may be a good time to talk about, you know, ideas of volunteering. We have volunteer groups that assist with any type of disasters, and they're faith-based or county or community organizations. So if you're interested in any of that too, we can, you know, help you reach out to those through your emergency management office.
All right. How do we sign up for those Everbridge notifications? I know I signed up for mine years ago. I couldn't tell you how to do it now.
You go to the Riley County KS.gov website, and you'll find emergency notifications, and you have an option to sign in or to sign up or log in. And so obviously it's like all other websites. If you sign up, that means you're a new user. And if you're logging in, that means you're an existing user.
All right. Very good. And that, and like you said, having multiple ways to get informed is so crucial these days. There are just so many things that are trying to grab our attention. So, you know, if you have, you see it on social media, you see it on your phone, you see it on TV, radio. I mean, everywhere you can get notified is so vital.
That's right. And I think the, another, you mentioned social media. When you're following social media, pick a recommended source, a professional source, like Riley County, Emergency Management, Riley County Police Department. You know, make sure that the source that you're following is reliable and recognizable.
All right. Again, Lori Harrison joining us here on News Radio KMAN. She's the Riley County Emergency Management Coordinator. I know all this week there will be a lot of information shared on preparedness. Later on in the month, the National Weather Service actually will have a storm spotter class here in Manhattan. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. We're sponsoring the National Weather Service from Topeka to do their annual severe weather safety talk. That will be held on March 24 at 7 p.m. and will be at Puddle Hall out at Seco Park. It is free, open to the public. It's great information, good family event. We've had lots of younger kids attend that event. Also, you may note that if you can't make that event, there are others in the area, and you can find those at the Storm Spotter schedule on the National Weather Service Topeka website.
Yep, that's right. So lots of opportunities. If you missed the Manhattan one, yeah, you can. There's one in Wamego coming up. There's Junction City, all over the place that you can sign up for. Or I don't think you even have to sign up. You just go to those events. Anything else we should know about, Lori, here that you want to share this with us here this morning?
I think that hits the highlights. Have your plan. Make that plan ahead of time. Don't wait until we're in an event. Make your kit. What are you going to need to survive if you have to evacuate? And then staying informed. Most important, multiple ways of being informed in case one way fails.
All right. Well, we certainly hope we'll have a severe weather season that's not active here in our area, but we'll always appreciate the folks over at Riley County Emergency Management doing their best to keep us informed and keep us safe. Appreciate it. Thank you very much, Lori.
Thank you.
Again, Lori Harrison joining us here on News Radio KMAN during Severe Weather Preparedness Week. We'll have a check of sports coming up here in just a few moments as we continue KMAN's morning news on News Radio KMAN.